By the city council will come to... We could all quiet down. We get this moving faster. The city council will come to order, and the clerk will call the roll. Here.
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 Here. Here.
If Councilman Howe could lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, if everybody could quiet down so we could move through this expeditiously, I'd appreciate it. So the council meeting is now open, and there are a number of items that come before public comment and come before unanimous consent. I'm going to ask permission from the council members if there's any objection if I move to those two items so the public can talk first. So the first item is general communications. Is there any objections from any council members that we move there first? That is a sign-up sheet that has been signed up. Also, in the committee meeting that took place a while ago, you'll recall I'm docketing a resolution for those folks that were concerned about the taxes, tax bills, costs, etc., that I'm going to docket a resolution tonight so we can spend more time on that. And it's going to be entitled A Resolution Regarding the Five-Year Plan. We discussed that in one of the subcommittees, so please understand you're also going to be given more time there. The kids are here tonight. They want to talk about school-related issues. We're going to go right to them without objection after that, okay? So first item on the agenda is the sign-up sheet for the public comment, and I'll give that to the clerk. And the first person, there's eight members, so you put a timer on that. Okay, so you're going to have to put a timer, and I'll keep track of this. So the first item is Gene Nato. And I would say is Mr. Nato here? Okay, Gene, did you want to save your comments on the school issues till later? You do, okay. Let's move on to Joseph, is it D'Antuano? Yes, you have to go to the mic if you have comments. They are, and we're going to have public comment right after this on the school issues. Correct. Did you want to speak? I didn't know if it was the same issues, that's all. You can speak, Gene, if you'd like.
My name is Gene Nato, retired vice president, chairman of the Warwick School Committee. We had a meeting at the public library concerning the financial crisis in the city of Warwick. We had at that meeting the great retired Supreme Court Justice Robert Flanders speak. And every time, can everybody hear me? All right. I'll kiss the mic. Although I'm not that lonely, but that's where it goes. But anyway, the great Robert Flanders spoke at the public library to a capacity audience. And what he said any of the 5 minutes during his speech, those 5 minutes had more honesty and integrity and truth in the facts of the situation here in Warwick as it relates to the taxes and the possibility of what might happen. He spoke of the taxes that will not stop, and he spoke of his situation when he was in charge of the Central Falls bankruptcy that took over the school department. I have been in Warwick for 55 years. And during that time, I hope I have done some good for the city and the thousands of school students. Last week I received my tax notice.
Gene, I'm going to give you about 20 more seconds because you had, but we're on a time limit, and then as I said, we're going to open up the public on the other issue, and we're going to have a whole meeting, you know, devoted to the resolution regarding the five-year plan. So we're trying to move so everybody gets an opportunity to speak.
All right. But aren't we on the taxes right now? Are we on the taxes right now?
You were on whatever you want to talk about.
Yes. And my tax bill went up 16%. Hundreds and hundreds of dollars more than I have ever seen in this city in the 55 years I've been here. It in effect wiped out my Korean War exemption. It wiped out the fact that I happen to be over 65 years of age.
Gene, we have seven other individuals signed up. You can talk after if you want, but we have to get to the seven other individuals. Then we're going to open it up to the public. Yep. Then we're going to have another meeting on these issues where we can spend a lot more time. Right. And I'm very interested in what you have to
say. I'll end it in 20 seconds.
Go ahead.
The tax bill says to the customers that pay their taxes where your payment goes. And it shows that the city spends 48.2 on the city factors and the school spends 51.80. But that's only if the city is saying to the taxpayers that we pay $165 million for the schools. No, you don't. $40 million is from the state and the federal grants. So the taxes paid by the city is $124 million to the schools. And if you use that figure, which you ought to, then it shows the percentage should be the city pays 56.9% on the city and 43.1% on the schools.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Joseph D'Antonio.
Good evening. Joseph D'Antonio, 40 Myrtle Avenue. I just wanted to thank you for your time, as well as apologize for my current attire. I believe the heat can give me a little bit of a leeway on that. I just wanted to start... We're really up in arms that the city is in severe financial crisis. I can appreciate the fact that we have a committee, and I look forward to attending some of these meetings in regards to that. I would just hope that we don't always try to get savings or find savings on the backs of our city workers. With respect to that, I just want to clarify, the health insurance companies seem to be making pretty good profits. The low-hanging fruit has always been the city employees, and I get that. But at the end of the day, if we can try to find a way to put forth legislature, not only on the city level, but also on the state level, to try to rein in some of these healthcare costs, because as we speak of legacy costs, I think our big issue, other than the pensions, and I'm sure I'm going to get flack just bringing up the word, and I get that, but at the end of the day, the legacy costs are pensions and healthcare. That's something that's not being said, even on a national level. We need to be focused more on why these health insurance companies are making billions of dollars in profits while everyone else is struggling. And I live in this city, I've been a lifelong resident. I love this city, and I'll do anything it takes to get this city on the right track. But at the end of the day, when corporations are making big money, we all need to tighten up our belts and say, stand up to that as a group, instead of just standing up to our workers. At the end of the day, people come into the work for the city, and they love this city, and they do everything they can for this city. I think we've shown in the past, and I'm sorry I'm speaking for city workers, but I think we've shown in the past, during the Great Recession, that we've come to the table, and we've restructured already agreed on contracts, and we've done that in good faith. And we just want the city to understand that we're not just looking for a paycheck. We come into work every single day, we love what we do, we love this city, and I'm sorry I'm getting a little passionate about it, but great job, please keep up the good work, but just understand that we need to focus on the bigger corporations also on top of everything else. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Cody. Mr. Cody, you're up.
Thank you, Mr. Marola. So one of the things that's extremely disturbing is all these people waited here for 3 hours, and now the entire audience gets a total of 15 minutes to make their voices heard. It's completely disingenuous.
So, Mr. Cody, just so we're clear, should we extend that before the kids get to speak or after the kids get to speak?
No, I think that you're...
I mean, I'm in a no-win...
This is public comment, right?
Yeah, it's...
This is public comment.
Sure.
Right? So, the point is, this is symptomatic of what's wrong, okay? And by the way, this evening was an example on how broken the city of Warwick is. Not only this council, the procedures, and what's taking place financially within our city. There was no reason at all why the city council could not have suspended the rules and let these senior citizens out of here, some handicapped, some in canes, so forth and so on, and let them speak first. Why didn't you do that? So you follow your protocol and you follow your agenda while everybody gets up and walks out, and as they're walking out the door, what do you think they're thinking about this council? Do they think that you guys are really doing something magnificent? By the way, these people all know that the city's $680 million in unfunded liabilities. They all know that there's $358 million in unfunded health care, but you're still giving away free lifetime health care. You know, I'm starting to wonder if any of you on the council even know how to balance a checkbook. This goes back for years. Now we're going to have another five-year report, which is good. The other one was no good, but this one will be better, from the same firm. That's another disgraceful thing. The fact of the matter is,
Mr. Cody,
this council has to declare a financial emergency in this city. And then you have to face the people.
Right.
And when you declare a financial emergency, then you go in and make the cuts to the unsustainable giveaways that have been going on in this city for 20 years. But to do that,
time's up.
You have to have the fortitude to do it. So
okay.
Please get it done.
Thank you. Next on the agenda is Donald Fife.
Members of the City Council, Mr. President, Ward 1, I've been a Warwick resident all my life. Where I am living now, I've been there 49 years. My family grew up there. And now I cannot afford to live there. What are you going to do, tax the people out of their homes? A lot of senior citizens are on a fixed income. My taxes went up $650 a quarter. It's incredible. The average salary of firemen across the country is $53,000. The Warwick fireman average salary is $96,000. And that's paid for by the taxpayers. What is the average salary of a Warwick taxpayer? I bet it's a lot less than $53,000. Well, seniors are on a fixed income. Just can't do it. These ridiculous salaries, these ridiculous contracts have got to go. Has anybody mentioned receivership? We had a meeting at the Warwick Library, and the speaker was Bob Flanders, and he said Warwick qualifies for receivership. Something's going to be done. Instead of kicking the can down the road all the time, fix the problem. These people cannot pay these outrageous taxes. A friend of mine, a neighbor, they lived in Warwick and they moved to Delaware. They built a house three times the size of what they had in Warwick. And they have 1 acre land, three bedrooms, 1.5 baths, and they're paying $920 a year. I pay more than that a quarter. It's ridiculous. You got to do something. Thank you.
Thank you. Stacia Heiler.
Stacia Heiler, I'll tell you what this chick doesn't dig. What I don't dig is that healthcare costs are going up. They go up. We have to pay not only increased taxes. Don, by the way, who just spoke, he's a veteran, everyone. He's also a senior. And with both exemptions, his taxes still went up $650. Okay? So what this chick doesn't dig is that when healthcare costs are going up for city employees, they're not paying their fair share. While costs for us continue, while we have to suffer the financial burden to carry that financial load because not everyone is paying their fair share. Okay, number one, that's what I wanted to address. Number two, I asked a question on my blog for people to share feedback on how much their taxes went up. Ken, $770. Nicole, ours stayed the same. Michael, $600 more a year. Christina, $800 more a year. Mike, $5,000 more a year. They raised the value of my house. $100,000 for a single-level ranch on a quarter-acre lot. No way we can afford it. $1,200 increase for Caitlin. $800 increase for Gary. Nick, $700 increase. Larry, $1,276 his taxes went up. Heather, $1,600. Okay? Anthony, $800. Jennifer, $1,000. Aaron, $600 more. $700 more for Amy. Mine went up $450. $600 for Amanda. $1,800 for Adrian. Gail, $500. Suzanne, $1,058. Justin, $786. Margaret, $800. $200 more for Stephanie. This is what we have to pay, okay? Because this city does not know how to cut spending. This is a major problem. This has been going on for years. You've been talking about having this five-year future plan you've been talking about that for 20 years, okay? You have to do something about the increasing healthcare costs for city employees. You have to, no city retirees should be getting healthcare for zilch. We should not be paying for that, okay? That is not the fair share. This is the problem. Okay, when healthcare, every city employee should be paying at least 30% copay for healthcare. Retirees, your spouse, get off the healthcare plan, and retirees have to pay their fair share. A 2.81% COLA increase was given to municipal retirees. Why? Did that happen? You all knew that this city was in dire financial trouble, and you still gave a 2.81% COLA increase. This is the problem.
All right. So
this is the problem. In what
there are
all
other people that want to speak to.
That's fine. But they don't know what's going on, and the kids.
And
you know what?
And we're
going
to have Stacia. There's a lot of other people that deserve the courtesy.
I know you don't want me to continue. I understand that, but you know what's sad about the kids? The kids behind
Stacia,
me have no
done.
Future in Warwick.
Next. Roger Duran.
Thank you, Council President. What I'd first like to do is offer an apology to the children, the adults who are here tonight, the children. You shouldn't have to be putting up with this. We knew this was happening. I started attending council meeting 13 years ago. I knew this was going to happen. We told the former mayor, Avedisian, it was going to happen. And nothing was done. So let me beg your apology, offer my apologies to the children. Because, you know, let me tell you something. We're going to be back again doing this in a couple years. We don't have the money. That's obvious. There is no questions asked. So again, beg my apologies. Warwick does not have a revenue problem. We have a spending problem. I used to get kidded about that. I haven't been to a council meeting in a year and a half. Candidly, I haven't missed much. It seems like deja vu all over again. I would like to say something. There are some members of the City Council who are trying to change things. I'm not going to name names who aren't, but there are some members of the City Council who are trying to change something. But having made my comment, Warwick doesn't have a revenue, we have a spending problem. I find it ludicrous now. We're talking about setting up commissions, how we can proportion taxes. Ludicrous. What I'm going to ask the council tonight, let's set up a commission to start reviewing legacy cost. And if I might pat myself on the back, I was the one who introduced that terminology here 13 years ago. I'd never been to City Hall, didn't even know what it looked like. But I read an article in Business Week that said legacy costs are going to destroy cities and towns. I asked former Mayor Avedisian, he didn't know what the hell I was talking about. And that's why we're in the predicament we're in today. So having said that, and I know we have a lot of people, I'll end it in 1 minute. 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
I'm going to ask the City Council, because there are some members here who know what the problems are, want to solve it. We need a commission to review legacy costs, health care, and pensions. Because they're unsustainable. Everyone knows that. Thank you.
Thank you. I believe it's Jimmy, or either Jerry or Jimmy. I can't read the name. It might be crossed off. Oh, there you are.
Mr. President, my name is Jay Bongiovanni. I represent the Warwick Financial Crisis Committee. And I want to thank you for the courage that you displayed tonight with your resolution, and I look forward to hearing about it. And I defer my time for the children.
Thank you. Mr. Simmons, is it? And that's the last speaker before we go on to school.
I have found thousands and thousands of dollars in Warwick. Mr. Howell knows about it. The city would not file claims on it. To unclaimed property. I've talked to councilmen, I've talked to the mayor. They will not file a claim on money that is legally due to the city. And I can prove it. Ask Mr. Howell, he can prove it too. Why is the city not filing claims on money due to them? Why is the city not filing claims on money due to them?
So just so we're clear, on this section, this is a public comment,
statements.
We don't,
I have found thousands of dollars due to the city in unclaimed property, and Mr. Howell is very aware of that, and the city of mayor is aware of that, and completely ignores me when I show him the facts.
Okay.
You can look at it if you want. If I can prove it.
Yes, so if you could provide us the information.
I have five times over to the mayor.
All right.
Five times. And I provided it to Mr. Howell too. Am I right? Mr. Howell, am I right? Ask him. And we've completely been ignored about money due to the city that the city desperately needs. Why am I being ignored?
If you could provide me with the information,
I'll provide it to you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, so public comment on that 15-minute section. If there's no objections from council members, I'd like to move to unanimous consent and defer to the City Council solicitor as far as the procedure goes. Okay, is there any objections to, we're all co-sponsors, but is there any objections to the unanimous consent? If not, if we could get, if Councilman Lattisaw could move it and we could get a second, we can discuss.
Move favorable action on PCR 109-19.
I have a second. Second to my Councilman Howe. I would assume the entire council since we're co-sponsoring. Okay, so the title of the resolution is a resolution committing to appropriate an additional $1.3 million to the school department if the school committee commits to utilizing the additional funds for school sports programs. The resolution is in response to questions that we've, both the city and the school committee, have been dealing with for some time regarding budgets and appropriations. And I've heard a lot from the public about blaming who did what in the past. And we can certainly spend a lot of time on who did what. I didn't think that that was very productive. I think that everybody wants solutions and they don't want talking about what had happened, even though it's very important. But I felt, and my council members felt or believed, that the one issue that we could all agree on is, and I think we have in the press, is that the school sports at $1.3 million should not be cut. So that's why we put forward a resolution asking the school committee to adopt and mirror legislation saying that they would spend it for that. And I'd like to read from a portion of the resolution that says, that's very important because there's been some questions on it, whereas acceptance by the school committee of the additional funding for school sports in 2019-2020 school year would not act as a release by the school committee or preclude the school committee from pursuing other available options relative to their requests for additional funding over and above the $1.3 million, including but not limited to negotiations and continued mediations with the city and or pursuant to all remedies available at law to the school committee. And the reason that I say that is many times you have negotiations and there are issues that you agree on and there are issues that you have legitimate disagreements on. I believe, but we'll shortly find out, that this is an agreement that we do not have a dispute on. And so that's why this council would offer that $1.3 million to get over that issue and then move on to the other issues where we have legitimate disputes. And rather than rehash, which I don't think is productive, what had happened in the past and why we believe that issues should be different, I think we should move forward. We should get this behind us. The sports programs, in particular in the fall, they need to start. The kids need to have coaches, and the kids need to know what their future is so they can plan appropriately. And I think that's why we all co-sponsored this resolution. And I don't know if other council members want to make any statements about the resolution itself. I know there's a lot of members of the public here to speak about the resolution. If we could, suspend the council rules if somebody wanted to make that motion to allow the public to speak. Councilman Lattiser.
First of all, Mr. President, I will make the motion to suspend the council rules and allow the public to speak.
Is there a second? Councilman Ricks, Councilman Cawley, Councilman McAllister. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those opposed? All right. The meeting is open for public comment. If any students or parents or faculty, staff, anyone would like to speak, you can come to the mic now. Councilman Lattiser, before we start.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. President. So, when you had proposed docketing this resolution, I agreed with it because it makes sense. And it makes sense because it's very straightforward. It's much different than what has been going on in the past. And I'm not going to get back into the past. But in order for us to move forward, we got to do so with something that's simple. It's straight. This is straight up. The city council is ready to appropriate $1.3 million in this resolution, and the simple requirement is that the school committee agrees to use the money for sports. It's clear, it's cut, it's precise, it's simple. This is a very simple solution to that particular math problem.
Thank you. All right, so if the Councilman Ricks. It's on, you just got to speak close.
Thank you. This is, I think, something that we can all agree on. And it's not that sports is necessarily more important than anything else on that list prepared by the school department, but we know that this is more pressing because of the timeline. And I know that the mayor, my colleagues, are committed to working out so that the schools are funded as they need to be funded. And I think that this is a good first step, somewhere where we all have common ground and can work together to make something productive happen. I know that on Facebook, I was seeing some people post that it is illegal to require money to be spent by the school committee, the council can't do that. Well, this is an agreement, and the two bodies can come to agreements. This isn't going to be limiting the school committee in terms of looking at getting more money. Certainly, that's something that we want to discuss to figure out exactly how much is needed for everything else to come to an agreement. But that said, I want to make sure to yield my time so that the members of the public can speak.
Thank you. If you could, first person, if they could identify themselves for the record.
My name is Troy Cedarfield. I've been living in Warwick for about 14 years now. I went to Pontagansett High School for their music program.
You got to just so everybody knows, you have to talk very close to the mic.
Oh, sorry. It's not just the sports that are getting cut. It's all the arts programs. All the arts programs, band, chorus, fine arts, even graphic design as well. I'm not sure if they have that at Tollgate, but at Pontagansett we had it. When I went to go teach there for my senior project at Tollgate High School, I saw the disrepair of all the equipment that they had there. The percussion equipment was just pathetic. And I realized I had to bring my own, the school's crash cymbals to that school just so they could have a decent piece of equipment to use. That's all I have to say. Thank you very much.
Thank you. If the next speaker could identify themselves for the record.
Hi, my name is Ron Twenstrup. I live in Ward 5. My question is, how many school properties are vacant right now?
So I believe that it's three, but I don't want to guess. And I can tell you, if you go back to the Walk Beacon article, I think it was in February or March, we just sold one of those buildings. And I was proud of the work that all these council members did, because I think, what was the increase, Councilman? Yeah. Well, how much was the increase, Councilman Ricks?
I believe the increase was from a bit over $100,000 to a bit over $300,000.
Yeah. So we tripled. This council had asked that we get a fair price. We went back and we tripled the initial offer. And we are trying to sell those other buildings also. Unfortunately, some of them do have asbestos and some other problems which don't make them very appealing to some developers.
Okay. So what is the net worth of all them properties? Would help with revenue for the city?
Absolutely. And that's what we're trying to get bids on, and we're exploring the best we can to make sure we can get as much money as we can. That elementary school brought in, after a bid process, of $300,000 just because of the demolition and the cost of removing contaminated items.
Okay, now I just want to comment about I'm a retired city worker. I worked for the highway department for 25 years. I worked very hard through all them years. Just at the thought of someone trying to take that pension or take that health care away from me, I can't stand with that. I work very hard for that, and I'm very proud of that. I've done snow removal, garbage, everything there was to do in the highway department, I did. So I resent people that want to take that away from me. I work very hard for that, and that's all I have to say.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next speaker, if you could identify yourself for the record and speak close to the mic.
My name is Gene Nadeau, retired vice chairman from the Warwick School Committee. The editorial says this: sticking to the tragedy would mean turning down money out of principle, something that could spell disastrous for the schools who have enjoyed a good amount of support from the public at large, as protests have more affected City Hall than they have the school committee or the school administration. Social media sentiment has skewed heavily against the city for the perceived financial neglect of the schools, although that can flip in an instant, especially if the schools were turned down for money. That is my own thinking, that this offer to consider $1.3 million to save sports is done to take the pressure from the city council and the mayor and put it back onto the school department and the school committee. That deficit that the school needs in this present budget totals $8 million. And the school committee has stated that the council can't tell them how the money can be spent because there are other 16 cuts that needs funds just as much. Ladies and gentlemen, us 9,000 beautiful students deserve the education necessary for their futures. Sport is only one part. For the 600 students, there are 9,000 students. And to say principal doesn't matter is a misnomer. What do you think we're teaching these students when they go to school for their education? What do you think the teachers are doing and their parents? It's not showing that the principal means a great deal, not just the sport itself. What I believe the mayor and the city council has done is outright blackmail, nothing else. The elected city officials have a fear of being blamed for sports being canceled. Where is the bravery? Where is the integrity? Where is the guts? You should be financing the school deficit that is shown to you. That's your responsibility. Not come forward $1.3 million because the sports mean so much to you. During these past 8 years that I've been on the school committee, there was a bond issue in 2006 to raise $25 million for the repair and rehabilitation of our schools. But what did the city council and the mayor do? They forced the school committee to pay the principal interest on those $25 million bonds. It has never been done in the United States of America. The city and towns pay for the bond issues. So you have caused the school committee and the schools to pay millions and millions of dollars out of their own money that you've saved. It's time to correct this outrage. The time has come. We believe in sports just as many as others, but there's also arts and music just as important to our students in the schools. There's 1,800 students in arts and music. What are you going to deny them? Because you don't want to pay the other monies that are needed to eliminate this deficit? There's a deficit of $4.2 million in the present budget that just went out for the year 2018. And the mayor says that's a no issue anymore. But when the Rhode Island Department of Education says to the city of Warwick, you cannot have that deficit, we will close the Warwick schools. So you owe us the $4.2 million for last year, and this $8 million going forward to protect the education of our students. I know it's not easy to turn down money, but if we do this practice, it will be ever shown to the city and the schools and the school committees that this was done here now, and there's no reason that it can be done in 5 years from now, or 10 years from now, or 20 years from now. You have started something that we should not endure. This blackmail cannot stand. And I only have one question, which I don't want to ask, but I'm going to, because of what you're trying to do with this resolution and force the schools to accept the $1.3 million. I have been involved in negotiations for years during my 8 years. It never ends well for the schools. I know you're saying, oh, well, we can talk about it more. You don't know how many months I've spent, and the others on the school committee have spent nights and nights and nights and weeks and months to get where? Nowhere. Pay the money that you owe us and give it gladly. And a question I don't want to ask, but I will, is have you no shame? Have you no shame? No response is necessary. I already know the answer. Thank you.
Yes.
Council President?
If you could just identify yourselves for the record.
Council sure. President?
Yes.
Well, it may be relevant that I have at least one proposed amendment to the bill that's would touch on a lot of this.
I think
people could
public,
then speak on.
That's fine, but I think we move to public hearing. They've been waiting for hours.
Will we allow them to speak after the amendment?
Well, if you want to put an amendment in later, that's fine. I think they want to speak now.
My name is Jillian Ritchie, and I'm a senior at Pilgrim High School. It is unfair for the school committee to ask you for money and decline it. You are not only cutting our arts, but our sports and our futures. I don't blame the school committee, I blame you. It is totally unfair. People rely on this for jobs in the future, scholarships for college. It is unfair to not only me, but to my peers. It's very unfair. Thank you.
Thank you.
is Brooke Gigoletti. I am also from Pilgrim High School.
You got to speak closer. So that's okay.
My name is Brooke Gigoletti. I also go to Pilgrim High School. I am a teenager. I don't understand funding. I don't get the money, but I do understand that us kids should not be pulled into politics and get consequences for things that we can't fight for. This is our sports. I know tons of talented kids out here that fight for their sports, want to be here, want to have their sports for the season. They want scholarships. They want to go to college. They want to be successful, and you're taking it away like it's nothing. And I don't know. I'm a student that wants better for myself, and I bet everyone else does too. And taking sports, and not even just sports, it's academic stuff, it's chorus, it's arts, it's everything, drama, and everyone's upset about it. Not just sports, it's everything. And it's such a heartbreak to like see things go down like this, but we us kids should not be brought into it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jacob Medore, Warwick resident, went through the public school system K through 12. I have just a few observations after the 4 hours of this meeting and meetings prior I've come to all these regarding the school funding. Mr. Moore, you said that we don't need to rehash the mistakes of the past and the past, even though it's context is important. I would love if this Mr. Moore could talk to Mr. Moore from last month when I sat here for 4 hours and all I heard was mistakes of the past. I don't know, just an observation. Also, you said, and along with your colleagues, that the city had no money. That there's no money to give. Well, we found $1.3 million, so just an observation. But at that meeting, we spoke in the back. You're nodding your head. You know this conversation very well, I'm sure. And you told me that the way you see it, the schools need five and chains and million dollars. But they're going to sue, but we give them five million dollars, they're going to sue us anyway. So basically, what difference does it make? I find that really interesting. But then next week, you go on the radio and say, the schools are overfunded. Who's playing politics? You had one line that I stuck with me through the judge's appointments, and that was, if things aren't broke, don't fix it. Well, the leadership of the city council is broke, so we need to fix it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Jackie Brooks. I have one daughter still, she goes to Tollgate. She's going to be a sophomore. And I have another one that graduated in 2018. And she was blessed with the ability to play three different sports. She did after-school activities. They had, she did all kinds of stuff at the school. She got some scholarships. She did all kinds of stuff. Now my upcoming sophomore is not going to have the same ability because of all the changes and cuts. So basically, I guess while I'm here, you're saying that you're going to give $1.3 million for sports, but it's going to go to school committee, and they're not going to take it because it's not for everything, which I totally agree that our kids, our TAs, our maintenance workers, they all deserve to have everything they deserve. And I know right now we need to vote on sports because we're on a time limit, and that maybe right after sports, possibly we can continue and put everything else back in our drama clubs, our course. This is so, I know so many children that are had issues and problems in their lives that drama and chorus and all of those things have changed their lives. The kids from my daughter's class in 2018, they won the championship for the court. They're probably going to cut that too. I can't read. I'm nervous. I'm sorry. They're probably going to cut that. I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, but my point is that so we're standing here tonight and everybody waited 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. So you're going to say tonight that we're going to get $1.3 million for sports. And tomorrow night, we're all going to go wait in 3 or 4 hours, and their school committee is going to say, sorry, we can't have that. Is this what's going to occur? Or is it for sure that we're going to get our sports put through, and then in the next meeting, we're going to get all of our other stuff put through? This is nuts. I can't even get out of here because I can't sell my house. For the amount of money that you guys are saying that we owe and our taxes and everything, I can't even get out of here. I can't afford to put my daughter in another school at $15,000 a year for the next 3 years. So it's I'm at a crossroads, but she's a bright little girl and she loves her sports and so do all these other kids. We're stuck. And I don't feel like, I feel like this is the third meeting I've come to and I just keep hearing the same old baloney. Are we really going to get all this stuff passed? Can you somebody tell us this?
I can tell you we're voting tonight and then the school committee has to take it up. That's what I can tell you.
But this is just, this is nuts. I mean, how many times are we going to come to all these meetings for one of you to vote and one to say no? We need answers for our kids. Our kids are worried, concerned. We need some answers. I can't imagine that all of you people come to meetings and talk about all this stuff and that someone can't, you can find a way to raise our taxes. You can find a way to do all, everything else in Warwick, but we can't find a way to make this a happy place for our kids. There's so much stress in their lives. We need to make a happy place for them. Not here stressed out, 3-4 hours, their parents are home stressed out. That's not fair. You've got to find a way. All of you need to pool together and find a way to make it work for our kids. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. My name's Elise Van Loonen. It's 9:17 at night, and normally I would be in bed on a weeknight, but I'm here, and I'm speaking on behalf of my right to have the assets of a school. And I'm 15 years old, which means that my voice is silenced by the legal voting age of America. I am unable to decide who sits in these chairs that I'm surrounded by, and so are my peers at my high school. I put my voice and my opinions in you, and the people around me, and the adults that are able to voice their opinions. All I have to say is that everything that is happening is in your hands. My voice is in your hand, my classmates' voices are in your hand, my teammates' voices are in your hands, my schoolmates' voices are in your hands. I just hope that you can make the right decision. Thank you.
Thank you.
My name is Olivia Kinsley, and I was supposed to be enrolled in Pilgrim for next year as a sophomore. Sorry, I'm really nervous. The taxpayers pay so much money, and the city doesn't have enough money, and the FBI is actually investigating work because of the inability to handle the money that is coming from all the taxpayers. It's a shame that no matter what we say or do, our voices are among deaf ears. But the minute I get upset is the minute you take away our future. The city doesn't know how to cut spending in anywhere except sports. Until Warwick gets the money, I'm going to continue to go to Pawnagansett, and until then, you need to put the money where it needs to be for the club, sports, and other extracurricular activities that make our future possible. We need way more than $1.3 million to get this school back into shape for all the things it needs. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
My name's Tom Flanders. I coach at Pilgrim High School girls soccer. I'm a teacher at Warwick Veterans, parent of two student athletes in the city of Warwick. Everything has a timetable right now. Tonight you're going to vote on this, and we've seen emails, we've seen Facebook posts, all indications that the school committee is not interested in this resolution. I know you have, you know, your heart's in the right place. I know your heart's in the right place. I know the school committee's heart is in the right place. My advice to all of you would be to sit down and get this thing talked out. We encourage our students to be problem solvers in school. Okay, this is an easy thing to figure out. And you need to sit down and you need to say things to each other face to face. I'm looking at body language of school committee members sitting in the audience, not even interested in what you're saying about this 1.3. I realize where you're coming from. I understand that you understand the importance of sports. But I also, as a coach and a teacher, I understand the importance of all the other activities that need to be included in that. So I understand that maybe there's an amendment over here. Tomorrow night is going to be a waste of time if this resolution goes to the school committee. I already know it. I've been through this a lot. I've been coaching 27 years. I've seen this where sports is used constantly. The kids are used constantly. You're wasting more time with this resolution. I'm just telling you right now. Tomorrow night, they will vote it down 5-0, and then where are we? You're done for a while. They're going to be done for a while. The clock keeps ticking. It's going to end badly. If you don't get together, you don't amend what you did right here, and I've spoken to a lot of you, Mr. Marola especially. He was an athlete. He knows the importance of it. His heart is in the right place. I understand where the school committee is coming from as well. That's fine. But you need to fix this for these kids. Bottom line. And you can't walk out the door tonight with a 1.3 going to sports, because I'll tell you right now, it's 5-0, thumbs down tomorrow night, I guarantee it. And you're wasting more time.
Just identify yourself for the record.
My name is Samantha Bertrand. I go to Tollgate High School. I'm a three-sport varsity athlete. I just wanted to add on to the fact that not only are we losing our sports and clubs and activities, but we are losing the social aspect of our school. They're taking away our, we're not going to have a chance to have proms, dances, graduation. Everything that we need to stay a whole community and be happy in high school is being ripped right from underneath us. And I just find that personally, I don't think it's fair. And I know that everyone around me feels the same way. So I just wanted to add on to that.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would want to speak on this issue? If not, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing. If somebody could make it. Seconded by Councilwoman Travis. All those in favor? And Councilman Howe. Aye. All those opposed?
Nay.
We can open if I told you that before. So I just wanted to make a couple of statements. And Mr. Flanders in particular touched about a lot of those issues. And the problem is that even right now, I believe between the state and the city, it's about a $2.2 million increase. And I know a lot of people, including the school committee, were pleased with the fact that we also appropriated $40 million for bonds to improve the schools, which I think we just had a $6 million release this year. The issue is the cost and how much we can raise with a bond with a maximum tax increase. So if we had a maximum tax increase, I believe it's $8.2 million. If you were to add what the school committee is asking for, which is $7.7 million, on top of what we've already given, we'd be over the limit as to what we can ask for from a maximum tax increase. So there has to be a way to get costs under control. And I've heard a lot on our side too, and I agree with that criticism on our side, and I agree with the criticism on the school department side too. You know, one of the issues is that we have a structural deficit, which means we took money out of our rainy day account, our savings account, just for this budget to balance this year's budget. To go into that rainy day account again would mean that you'd have to do a maximum tax increase next year, and you still wouldn't have enough money. So this is an issue that even if we could, which we can't, throw more money at the problem, that it's not going to get resolved this year and not take into consideration what happens next year. The thought process in putting together this resolution was that we're not foregoing any other discussions that we have regarding schools, that we continue mediation, that the schools don't relinquish any of their rights to legal or otherwise if they feel that
the city hasn't adequately funded them. I've listened to Mr. Nato speak for a long time here on the council, and the one speech that I didn't hear tonight that kind of brings us all together is the speech about how much we get from the state of Rhode Island that you would give us every year. And was it, if it was a per capita expenditure, was it about 20, 30 million? $40 million. So just so we're clear, if it was a per capita expenditure, none of us would be in this room. We'd have $40 million more, but it's not. So we have to subsidize everybody in the northern part of the state. I take $5 million or $10 million. That's where we could all agree. And that's unfortunate, because we're not a wealthy community. And for some reason, we've been treated like a wealthy community. We're not anymore. Maybe at one time we were, but we're not now. And it's not fair to put it on the taxpayers and the kids and everyone else. But as you sit here today and you examine what we can actually do, what we can do is try and solve this problem tonight, which I believe, if you'd ask the school committee, they also believe that sports should be saved. The issue is which items come first and which items come second. And the reason that, and some people had mentioned this before, you know, rehashing and talking about the past. I'll certainly rehash the past. We'll go over the timelines about expenditures going up. We're all going to be back in the same situation that we are right now, which is, how do we solve this problem today knowing there's deadlines? I don't know that I have any other solutions today that can solve it for the kids for tomorrow. I think that there are issues with regard to mediation, etc. I know there's been we were in one meeting today on school-related issues. Obviously, we have to reach consensus. Obviously, we have to look at our budget. And on the flip side, we heard all the people talk tonight about how much their taxes went up and how they can't afford it and how they're getting taxed out of their house. Those are the two dynamics that we listen to. You're taxing us too much. My taxes went up over $1,000 or $700. And on the other side, you're not providing essential services. I wish the General Assembly would pass a law that says that sports are mandatory, that after-school programs are mandatory, that all those issues are not discretionary. Because it would take... the one of the few things that the school committee has to cut out of the equation. But that's not what happens. What happens are when they're faced with increases, they cut non-discretionary programs. And that's the big issue. What's the basic educational plan? And I don't want to get into all those other issues about that we've hashed out in the past. It just brings us right back to where we are. Everybody's heard what we went through last year and what our position is and what we talked about on the floor. It's not productive. It's not going to get us anywhere. It just bolsters why we are in the position that we're in. And blame game doesn't solve problems. But I think that this could put a Band-Aid on one issue, and the other issues, whether we agree or we don't agree, we can agree they're going to move forward. Either we're going to agree or there's going to be some sort of litigation on the other issues. And my position is, let's mediate, let's get down to issues that we can or can't resolve, and if we can't, somebody else is going to have to step in. But at the end of the day, it's not a question about writing checks.
where did we get this extra million? Well, you notice the resolution doesn't talk about that. Resolution doesn't talk about that. Because we probably have to cut it from within our budget in other areas. So maybe we should cut it from road resurfacing. I mean, how many pothole claims and road work claims have we talked about tonight? Maybe we should cut it from computers that run the city. That was another issue that came before us tonight. So maybe you can't get issues resolved that way. We're going to have to make cuts and sacrifices on our end to try and help the schools out as much as we can. And that's what we're suggesting tonight. I hope the school committee doesn't see this as an end-all or be-all or a political move. Some people had suggested that too. I see this as a stopgap measure because of what we were faced with. With that said, Councilman Howe.
Thank you, Mr. President. Keeping with the spirit of moving forward and not going to last year, I'd like to just bring up some, quite a few students are in the hall tonight, and I'd like to talk directly to you. Hello. I'd like to talk directly to you so you understand what my thinking is. I've gotten the emails, I've gotten the phone calls, and the reason why we've got them not only as elected officials, myself as an educator, as someone who works in a public school building, especially in one of those in the urban district. I can tell you where my feeling and my stance on this funding issue, very simply, is we can sit there and demand money for certain things, but we have to make sure it's spent correctly. I've witnessed the Purell dispensers installed in every classroom. And then, so you think, wonderful, health and safety. And then there's not enough money to buy the actual Purell to put inside the dispensers. So as a teacher, a classroom teacher, I go out and buy the pump. I've witnessed it where, as a service-connected disabled veteran, where every year, every administration says, we will fix the VA, and they say, I've added an extra $1 billion to the VA. And the service, though I feel it's some of the best I've received, that's personal, I think we've learned that we don't get more by throwing more money at it. Throwing money at an issue doesn't fix it. I do agree that these issues have to be discussed. But if I can say, addressing the sports only, as an educator, my first initial response was, there's a problem with this. But also as an educator, I am used to watching unfunded mandates. I believe that unfunded mandates from federal and state puts a burden on every city of about 40% of your budget. 40 to 50% of that budget is unfunded mandates, and it could be higher. And I welcome Mr. Nadeau or Chairwoman Backus to correct me on that, but I believe it's 40 to 50. The way I see this right now, by giving this is a funded mandate. This is also, what's more important to me, a direct link to you, the students. This is direct touch point to you, the students. This affects the students. This won't get lost in an array of furniture or air conditioners for an administration building. This is specifically for the students. And I would make that appeal to the school committee. I can understand your frustration and I can understand your hesitation, but this is a direct flow, a guaranteed flow to the students in a timeline that they need. I can question many things. Last year, I have the documentation here when they were looking at doing the exact same thing, when they said, if you don't give us the money, here are the programs we gotta cut. And one of the items they wanted to cut was sports. Interestingly enough, they're saying that the sports is $1.3 million. Last year, they budgeted $850,000 for sports. If you think about it, that's a 35% increase. Those are the things we have to look at. Why did the cost go up 35%? Those are the answers we're looking for. Because if we can sustain, and I hope the students understand what I'm saying, if we can sustain the spending now, get rid of the fat and the excess spending of whatever's going on, that'll sustain you much further down the road. I will be voting in favor, Mr. President, for this $1.3 million to fund the sports because it is a direct link to the students. And yes, it is on a timeline, And Madam Chairwoman and the honorable members of the school committee in here, I know you're in active discussions at this point, and I encourage you to keep going, but please consider taking this money as a funded mandate, not as an unfunded mandate. Thank you.